You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Ross Reynolds. I'm David Hyde. And it's the day before the big playoff game, the New Orleans Saints versus the Seattle Seahawks. As any Seattleite who tries to get a drink on game day knows, bars will be packed with Seahawks fans cheering their team on. So where do Saints fans go in Seattle? Well, some of them find themselves down in Pioneer Square at the New Orleans Creole restaurant. And owner Dee Haugen says it can get pretty crazy. Hi, Dean.
Howdy. How you doing?
I'm good. So how are you gearing up for the big game tomorrow?
Well, there's two drinks that we serve down here that are pretty popular for the Hawks. It's Bloody Marys. And for the Saints, it's Hurricanes and lots of them. So we make a lot of these babies and serve a lot of them and open the doors at 10 and breakfast starts. And I'm afraid the drinking starts. I mean, that's a good thing, I guess, huh?
I guess if you're in a bar or a restaurant, it is. So you say you also get Seahawks fans. What's the mix?
On these games with the Saints, it's a popular hangout because they can come in here and just, enjoy the ambiance of the place, and it reminds them of the New Orleans. The big problem with the Saints is when they leave to go to the stadium, they're carrying their drinks.
What?
It's like, no, that's New Orleans. You can't be doing that in Seattle.
That really happens?
I go, what do you mean? So they're pretty funny as far as the stuff goes, but there's a good mix between the opposing team, the Saints and the Seahawks, and they're both just, real fun, and they all have a good time. Everybody's there for having fun.
They do. I'm picturing drunk football fans, opposing sides, so no incidents?
No incidents. Later on, when everybody comes back and they start partying, then we're still pretty good because our bar is like sort of a mixed group, mixed age, everything. We're not some of the roughhouse bars. And so everybody gets along pretty damn good, It's a lot of fun. And, just some people are crying and some people are partying and, everybody's drowning their sorrow. And we got two bands here that will be playing blues. So people will be dancing together. And, it's all good team spirit, I think, for everybody.
And you say New Orleans fans like to drink Hurricanes that they then take outside. What's a hurricane?
Well, they try to take it outside.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. they get bounced for that.
It's like a rum, Grand Marnier, punch, a little more rum, and some magic mixture in there. And so you don't want to have two of those. If you have three, you might not make it to the game.
Magic mixture? What is this magic mixture?
We can't tell you that. That's a secret New Orleans treat there.
Wow. All right. You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the most important question. Are you a Saints fan or a Seahawks fan, or do you divulge that?
I was born and raised in Seattle, so I'm definitely a Hawks man deep down inside.
Wow, and yet they keep coming to your place.
Yeah. Well, we support everybody. I mean, all sports folks are real happy and good-natured folks, And it's just a good time for everybody to be able to get together and party, no matter which side they're on.
All right, now I need predictions. I hear the spread is 8 points. What are you expecting?
I'm thinking 30 to 21.
All right. You heard it here.
Ahead.
Dean Haugen, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
He's the owner of the New Orleans Creole Restaurant in Pioneer Square. So if you're a Saints fan, that's one place you could go. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.